Hi, Cody. Thank you for holding. My name is Laura. I'm one of the account specialists here. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. You know, it's a Monday. It's another work week. Time just flies.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes. And I see with the business that you have now, it's a little bit newer in business, right? You have about 2 years?
Yeah, give or take. Yeah.
Oh, well, congratulations. How has it been going
Thank
for
you.
you?
It's been going great. I stay as busy as I can, and I'm barely on Google because of the whole verification issue. So I've actually been meaning to get on there and try to grow the company a little bit.
Got it. What happened with Google? It looks like you already tried to verify, but something happened.
Well, I was verified and I was on there for like a month, and then I went to add more updated pictures, and as soon as I did that, they told me I had to verify again, and I've kind of dropped the ball on it. I just haven't had much time to get on there and do it.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, sometimes Google does do that. So whatever issue might have happened or anything along those lines, we can definitely help you out with that. We deal with these type of things all the time. When it comes to our listing as well, it is exclusive. So as soon as we start working with you, we do close out the category. We don't work with anybody else that does what you do in your area. So there's no sharing
Okay.
of leads. These are calls that are going to go directly to you. Okay.
Okay.
Now, we do that with first page placement on Google. So whatever issues going on with the Google business profile, we'll make sure to get that addressed. But the next thing that we're going to do is put you on that first page of Google based off of about 15 keywords. So the way that it's going to work, these are going to be services that you offer. So all somebody has to do is look up one of these keywords, and that's when your business pops up on the first page of Google where that local map section is. We'll take care of you also
Okay.
on Bing, voice recognition, which will be Amazon Alexa and Siri. And then the other thing that we do that works really well are Facebook ads. Do you have a Facebook account by any chance?
I do have a Facebook account. I'm not very good at keeping up with it, but yeah, I do.
Okay, it's actually not a problem. The way that we run Facebook ads is direct target marketing. We will only run the ads in front of people who are looking for your services. So it's pretty much
Okay.
the same concept as Google, and it'll be click to call so they can call you directly. And our pricing, it is based off of a flat rate. So there's no contracts. It's a month-to-month service. It's a flat rate of $249 per month. You have a one-time setup fee of $99. That's to get all of your programming set up. So your initial investment today is $348, and then after that, it's just $249 a month.
Okay. That's not
Now
bad.
I know.
You guys can guarantee that I'm on the front page of Google?
So since we are partnered with Google, Google gives us certain rules and regulations, and we cannot give any guarantees. But what I can tell you is we've been in business already for 18 years. We have over 10,000 clients, 4.9 satisfaction rating amongst our clients. Getting you on the first page, I am very confident we can do that. I've seen some companies that have barely started, and we were able to get them on that first page fairly quickly. So it's getting you on that first page is not a problem. And just so we understand as well, timeline-wise, because it's not going to be a flip of a switch and all of a sudden you're on the first page. From when
Right.
you sign up, it's about 1 to 3 days. That's going to be to have your onboarding call. They're going to go more into detail about your company information, what keywords you're going to want to pick. So they'll tell you what's searched the most in your area for your
Okay.
dashboard to be set up, because you are going to receive a dashboard that's going to track everything and it's going to show you your results, show you how many people are looking for you. That's going to take about 3 to 5 days. Facebook ads are going to be about 7 to 14 days. And then for your first page placement, you're looking at a maximum of 30 to 45 days. It all also depends, of course, the verification process on the Google business profile that is taken in consideration. But max results, 30 to 45 days.
Okay.
Yes. Any other questions for me?
I don't think so. So as far as like, I guess as far as the Facebook page goes, if you guys run ads on Facebook, I probably need to be better about keeping up with the Facebook page, don't I? That way there's not a post from like a month ago and it doesn't look like, I don't want it to look like we don't do anything, you know?
Yes. Okay. So you have a couple different options. So I do have clients that they don't care for Facebook. but they have a Facebook page or even a personal page, we can still connect ads. They just, when they click on the ad, it'll be a click to call. It won't be a click to go on your Facebook page.
You
can pick that option, or if you do want to be up to date with your Facebook, you want to start doing all of that, you'll have the, you can also do click for them to go on your actual page. I mean, all of that is going to be completely customizable based off of how you want your campaign to run.
Okay. Okay.
So what do you think about everything? You want to give us a shot so we can show you what we can do?
I'd probably be willing to do that. So what do you need from me today? Do you just need the credit card number?
So I would gather basic information of your business, which is going to be about 10 to 15 more minutes. I would get payment. You're going to be receiving all text messages and emails while we're on the phone. I'm going to set up the time to have your onboarding call, which would be anywhere between now to 3 days from now. It's up to your schedule. And then we would start processing everything. So that's basically what my job is, to do the basics, set up a time that works for you to go deeper into your campaign.
Okay. Okay. And if it, let's say that I'm not happy with the results, I can cancel at any time.
Correct. You can cancel at any time. That's also going to be, so before we charge your card, we do a voice verification, and I'm going to go over those terms and conditions that you can cancel at any time. And then while we're on the phone, you're going to receive terms and conditions also in writing, and it's also going to state that you can cancel at any time. We just, only thing is that we just ask that you call us 3 days before your billing is due. 3 days before.
Sorry. Okay. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I've been in some bad situations, so I'm happy that we provide everything in writing.
Yeah, most
definitely. Most definitely. Okay. Well, I think I'd be willing to do that.
Okay. Perfect, Cody. I'm super excited for you. You're going to, and by the way, I'm still going to be point of contact for you also, so I'm not going to be lost somewhere. So I am definitely excited to see the results that you're going to be getting. So we'll be keeping in touch. And then let me see. Cody, what is your last name?
It is Stormont, and that's Stormont.
All right. And Cody, I don't think Cody's short for anything, but Cody is your first name, right?
Actually, it is short for Dakota.
Oh, really? Okay. Good.
Yeah.
No, I'm glad I asked. Like the state?
Yeah.
Okay. Dakota. Perfect. All right. And then what is your email address?
Okay. It is advanced. That's with a D. Not just advanced, it's advanced with a D.
Okay.
Foam. So FOAM. And spelled out. Fiberglass. @gmail.com.
Okay. All right, I did some, okay, let me verify this because it's telling me it's invalid. So advanced, just with the D, like the company name.
Yep.
Advanced foam and fiberglass, @gmail.com.
Yeah, did you spell out and?
I did, and I spelled out okay, or is it just okay? Like
it's just
Oklahoma.
Okay, just, yeah, just like
okay.
Oklahoma, yeah.
Okay, that was my mistake. All right, perfect.
No, it's fine.
Okay, just pull it up. That's good. All right. And then this phone number that we're speaking on, the one that ends in 2296, is this the number that you want your clients to call you on as well?
Yes.
Okay. All right, now the company name, I'm going to make sure to say it the way it is. And let me know if that's how you want it to look. I mean, you, I mean, you have it already on the Google Business Profile. Anyways, I'm still going to go over it. So have advanced, okay, energy, and as a symbol, not spelled out, insulation, ink.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Okay. All right. Now for the business address. Let me get that real quick. What is the address?
It is 108 North Main Street, and that's Yale, Oklahoma, 74085.
Okay. Okay, got that down. Now, for people authorized on your account, do you want to add anybody else other than yourself?
No, let's just keep it just me.
Okay. And, okay, so I'm going to get some of the services you offer. My onboarding team is the one that's going to research what keywords are searched the most, and they'll go over that with you on your onboarding call. So what jobs do you want to be found for?
Definitely spray foam. And then you could do fiberglass insulation. And then we also do spray foam roofs, like exterior roofs.
Okay.
So you can put that on there. And then roof coatings as well.
Coding like game coding?
No, it's coatings. It's COATINGS.
Oh, okay, coding. Got it. Thank you. Okay. What? Anything else?
Yeah. Also, put attic retrofits, or I guess you should specify and put spray foam attic retrofits.
Spray foam attic retrofit. Okay. Anything else?
Yeah, then let's also do BAT insulation, so BATT insulation.
Okay.
And then you could do spray foam crawl space encapsulations.
Okay.
Do you know how to spell encapsulations? Did you get that right?
You know what I was actually going to do? I was going to Google it after this just to make sure I got it right.
Okay, fair enough.
I spelled it, encapsulation. I don't know if that's
exactly right. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. many times I do Google things after just because some of these can be a little tricky. So
Fair enough.
Is there anything else that you would like to add?
You know what you might make more specific? Where I put fiberglass insulation, make that blown in fiberglass insulation.
Okay. I'm going to repeat everything I have so you can let me know if I missed anything or if there's anything else to add. So I have spray foam, blown-in fiberglass insulation, spray foam exterior roof, roof coating, spray foam attic retrofit, bat insulation, spray foam crawl space encapsulation.
Yeah, and the only other thing I could think of is where we did spray foam, you might do open cell spray foam and closed cell spray foam. Make that two.
Okay, open cell spray foam. And you said the second one is closed cell spray foam?
Yeah,
foam?
Yeah, closed cell, yeah.
Okay, all right. And just so you know, you can always change these whenever you need to. It's all going to be on the dashboard as well.
Okay. So if I change something on the dashboard, it'll automatically change it on the Google page and stuff.
It changes everything. Yes, you're going to have access to that. And if you, some people aren't very good with technology. If you don't want to deal with that, you can always call us and we can do it for you, or you can call me and I'll just let your onboarding team know, to make certain changes and they just do it.
Okay. Perfect.
Now for your onboarding call. So the call is about 45 minutes to an hour long, depending on your questions. They call within an hour window. So what does your availability look like for tomorrow or Wednesday or Thursday if need be?
Let me look. Let's do Wednesday.
Okay.
And preferably in the afternoon sometime.
Okay. So I can do between 3 to 4 on Wednesday. Does that work?
Yeah, I think I could make that work.
I can do it later if you want me to do it later.
You know, 3 or 4 would be better actually if you're going to do it later.
Okay. So we'll do 3 to 4 then on Wednesday. I'm going to email you out the Google invite when we're off the phone as well. So if you need to reschedule or anything, you can just email me back or call, whichever one works easier for you.
Okay.
And your Google business profile, we're going to figure out what's going on with that. And you do have a Facebook page. Okay, another thing that's included, and it's up to you if you want it or not, is a website. Would you like us to make a website for you?
And that would be included for the same price?
It's included. Yeah, it's not extra.
Yeah, I'd be okay with that.
Okay. You have an option, and this is included as well, if you'd like it on the website, because your website is going to be secure. So you have an option to have your clients pay for your services on your website. So it's payment integration. Would you like to add that feature or no?
Is there a fee for that, or can they just pay straight on that?
No, there wouldn't be a fee for it. At least not that I know of, but if there is, I'm going to put it down on the notes. If there is a fee, I mean, I'm pretty sure they would have told me if there's a fee. But if there is a fee, I'm going to put down so they can kind of explain it to you a little bit better. But in my knowledge, no, there's not.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that.
Now, the other option that you have also, which is included, is the call tracking feature. It's up to you if you want to add it. We would provide you with a phone number. Your clients call that number, but the calls still go directly to you. The reason why some people like it is because it records all of your phone calls. It also reduces spam calls because it'll be like a little voice thing like, oh, thank you for calling Advanced Energy and Insulation, Inc. For new clients, press 1. For existing clients, press 2. So it reduces spam calls. It's up to you if you would want to add it or if you want to think about it. It's completely up to you.
Yeah, we could do that.
Okay. And the other thing is specific target areas. So you can pick cities, counties, or zip codes that you would like to target. It's up to you which one's easier.
Okay. Probably would be cities would be easier for me to just be able to name them off to you.
Okay. I am ready whenever you are.
Okay, let's do Stillwater, Oklahoma.
Okay, give me a second because I do look them up online to make sure I have the correct spelling. Okay, I got the first one. Ready for the next one.
Let's do Ponca City, Oklahoma.
Can you spell that for me, please?
Yeah, Ponca City, Oklahoma.
Okay, found it. Ready for the next one.
Let's do Enid, Oklahoma. That's Enid, Oklahoma.
Okay, got that one. Ready for the next one.
Let's do Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, and Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Okay. And Tulsa's the next one. All right, I am ready for the next one.
Let's do Edmond, Oklahoma. That's E-D-M-O-N. Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm. All good. Next one.
Let's do Perkins, Oklahoma.
Okay, I found that one. Ready for the next one.
Okay, let's do Cleveland, Oklahoma.
Okay, I'm ready for the next one.
Let's do Pawnee, Oklahoma.
I do need the spelling of that one, please.
That's P-A-W-N-E-E.
Okay, found it. Ready for the next one.
Let's do Sand Springs, Oklahoma.
Okay, ready for the next one.
Let's do Perry, Oklahoma.
P-E-R-R-Y?
Yep.
All right, I'm ready for the next one.
Let's do Broken Arrow, Oklahoma.
Okay. Ready for the next one.
Let's do Bigsby, Oklahoma. That's B-I-X-B-Y.
All right, I found it. Ready for the next one.
Let's do Norman, Oklahoma.
Okay, ready for the next one.
Let me think here.
And you can always add more if you need to, so it's not a problem if you want to think about adding any more.
Okay, I've got a couple more on the top of my head, and then I'll probably add some more later.
Okay, I'm ready for them.
So let's do Chandler, Oklahoma.
Okay.
And then let's do, let me think here. Let's do Piedmont, Oklahoma.
Okay, I think I did find that one. P-I-E-D-M-O-N-T?
Yep.
Okay. All right.
I think that's probably good for now.
Okay. So we'll put that down. And again, you can always change that if need be, so don't worry about that one.
Okay, can that all be done from the dashboard?
Yes, that can all be done from the dashboard. So that's not a problem.
Okay, is the dashboard like an app?
Yep, it's going to be an app. I'm going to send you a YouTube video at the end of this that shows you how to kind of manage your dashboard and how to look through everything. But it is going to be an app that you're going to be able to download.
Okay, perfect.
Mm-hmm. Now, for your hours of operation, what days and times do you want to show that you're open for?
Let's do every day from 6 to 6.
Right. Okay. Oh, for the card that you're going to use, does it have your name, the company name, or both?
It actually has my business partner's name on it.
Okay. So let's update that. But are you going to be point of contact, or do both of you want to be point of contact?
No, it'll just be me. He's just the money. He doesn't really have anything to do with it.
Okay. And what is your business part? Or actually, what does it show on the card, name-wise?
Arthur Thompson.
T-A, actually, can you spell the last name? Because I know sometimes it's spelled differently.
Yeah, it's T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N.
Okay. All right. And the billing on the card, is it the 108 North Main Street?
Don't believe so. I think it's, do you need the entire address or you just need the zip code?
Yeah, it asked me for the entire address.
Okay, go ahead and do 17909 West McElroy. And I think that's Stillwater, Oklahoma is the city on that. And then the zip for that should be, I think the zip is 74058 out there.
All right, let's see what pops up. I looked it up. Okay. The Celeroy, is it spelled Celeroy?
Yeah, here, I'm going to text in really quick and make sure that's the billing address.
And while you get that, every time we call you, we're going to ask you a security question. That's so you know it's us calling you, not some random company calling you. So you have three options, either mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's do city I was born in.
Okay, and what city is that?
It's Rockford, Rockford.
Okay, got that down. Okay.
All right, I was wrong on that billing address. I've got it.
Okay, perfect. What is the billing address?
It is actually P.O. Box 282, Pawnee, Oklahoma, 74058.
74058. Okay, perfect.
So yeah, I had the zip code right. That's about it.
Yeah, I might just go off of the zip code, but it does ask me for the whole address, so it's better to just be safe.
Fair enough.
74058. And is it MasterCard, Visa, American Express?
It's a Visa.
Okay. All right. And I am ready for the card info whenever you are.
Okay, it is 4246-3152-4584-6397.
Okay, and the expiration?
December of 2027.
And security code?
471.
Okay. All right. Now, I'm going to go over the voice verification. Let me do that right now. It's going to be on a recorded line. It's to outline the service agreement. So if you have any questions about it, you know, just feel free to stop me so I can kind of clear everything up for you. So the first thing to start it off, if you can state the name of your business, please.
Okay, Advanced Energy and Insulation Incorporated.
Okay. And please state your name and title within the business.
Dakota Stormont, business owner.
Mm-hmm. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, I am.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. This is why we're going to ask you that security question every time that we call you. And then also, we are going to be calling you from our office line, which is the 877 number that I'm about to send you a text message. It also has my direct extension, but the 877 number, if you can save it on your contacts, that's the number we're going to be calling you from. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah.
Okay. And in hiring your Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right, perfect. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup is going to be charged today on the 6th in the non-refundable amount of $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month, and it's going to be on the 6th of every month in the amount of $249. This will be a reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. Now, we do ask, of course, as I did mention earlier, please call us 3 days before your next billing is due so we can process everything. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, perfect. And you are going to be receiving some text messages and emails shortly. Okay. We're almost done as well.
Okay, that's fine.
Let me see if they already went out.
So is it during my onboard call that they'll get, like, all my information to get into my Google page and stuff like that? Because you guys need that, don't you?
Yes, exactly. So what's going to happen is you're going to be receiving it. It automatically gets triggered emails and text messages to you. One of them is going to be for a Google business profile, but you already have one. So the way that it's going to work is on your onboarding call, they're going to send you through email and through text message. It's going to be authorization to basically log into your Google business profile to have admin rights. So they're going to take care of all of that on Wednesday. The same thing's going to go for Facebook, all of that. That's why the call takes longer. Because they go more into detail with everything and how you want your website to look, the colors of your website, pictures, if you have pictures that you want us to use, they're going to tell you how we can get all of those pictures. If you don't have pictures and you want us to use our stock pictures, we can also do that as well. All of that is going to be done in detail on Wednesday. And I'm sending you over through text message. It's going to be the terms and conditions. So if you can open those up real quick so I can go over them with you. I just sent them over to you.
Okay.
So the terms and conditions is basically stating what we're going to do for you, which is we're going to optimize your Google business profile, your directory submissions, which is going to be Bing. If you need a Yelp page, we'll also take care of that for you. That's not a problem. All of that, again, we're going to go over on Wednesday on your onboarding call. It goes over your website as well that we're going to do for you. Facebook ads, it also, if you scroll all the way down, it goes into detail of what we charge you, what we will be charging you, which is a $249 every month. You do have two options. If you get really busy and you want to pause your service, you can always do that. We just ask that you give us a call. We don't charge you if you pause your service also. Cancellation also lets you know you can cancel at any time. And the only thing I need you to do is if you want to receive text messages from us, which I highly recommend because that's one way that we communicate with you, click the box that I agree to receive SMS messages, then click the box that I certify that you are an authorized holder, and then just type in Arthur's name just the way that it looks with the capital letters, and then just confirm the signature.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask. So it doesn't have my name. It's got Arthur's name. Is that okay? Mm-hmm.
That's okay. It's not that serious. It's because his name on the card. But what I'm going to do is put you down as the main point of contact on the account. It's just, it automatically does that since it was his name on the card.
Okay, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got and that when, done.
Okay, perfect. So it's going to take you into the dashboard, which we're going to get those credentials ready for you. You'll be receiving those in a few days. But everything's pretty much done. I'm going to send you out that email for the call on Wednesday between 3 to 4 your time. You have our office line and my direct extension. If any questions or anything else comes up, please feel free to give me a call. Okay?
Okay, perfect. I'm going to save this number, and then I'll save your extension.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Yeah, no worries. And you can always call if you lose it or whatever. You can always call this exact number that we called you from. It goes back to our office as well. Okay?
Okay. Perfect.
All right, Cody. Well, thank you so much, and you have a good rest of your day. I'll speak with you on Wednesday.
Okay, sounds good. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.